Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, spiritual awakening through democracy. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. When the world has in it more truly awakened people and more thinking men and women, we shall see a purification of the political field taking place, and a cleansing of our processes of representation instituted, as well as a more exacting accounting required from the people of those whom they have chosen to put in authority. Are we there yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
The short answer is no. It's interesting, this topic of democracy. People might think, spiritual awakening through democracy? How can spirituality be mixed with politics? But if you're familiar with the books of Alice Bailey at all, you know that they do focus on global political systems from the spiritual point of view with quite a bit of seriousness and some very interesting insights. And that's what we want to bring out in this discussion today. Interestingly enough, just a year from now, we will be installing the next president of the United States. And this program is being broadcast at a time when there are several nations undergoing the democratic process with very different outcomes. Pakistan is facing an election, and one of their main political leaders has just been assassinated, and people are rioting about it. Kenya, which is one of the more stable countries in Africa, had an election where in some precincts, it said more than 100% of the people voted, which is very interesting.
Wow, better than us.
More than 100% of the registered voters turned out. And so the people who supported the losing, supposedly losing candidate are turning out in the streets and killing each other over it. And in this country, we are just about to well, we already have entered into the primaries that lead up to the election in November. Most interesting is that one of the leading candidates on the Democratic side is a direct descendant of Kenyans who are killing each other, and he is running for president. So there are a lot of loose ends that come together in this theme of democracy. It's definitely one of those great ideas, as Alice Bailey put it, one of the great world ideas that we're still in the process of working out.
Yes, and I think it is along the line that there will be a spiritual awakening. I mean, it's necessary if we follow the path, humanity, if we follow the path that is destined to follow, and there needs to be a spiritual awakening, and I think democracy, following the path of democracy, is one way to reach that stage. And because democracy demands more of the people, And it demands informing yourself, and it demands that we take responsibility for the leadership of our of our respective countries. So it's a very unique stage that we're going through right now, and it has many, many possibilities.
Yes, and I think a lot of the possibilities of the democratic system haven't been realized yet. It's not a particular form of government. Democracy isn't just a set concept and that we know exactly how it should be practiced. It's an evolving idea, democracy is. And Alice Bailey makes this quite clear in her analysis of it. In fact, she links democracy to one of three great spiritual energies, along with communism, which has pretty much fallen on the wayside, and totalitarianism. And she links them to the first ray of power, totalitarianism, the second ray of love, wisdom, democracy, and the third ray of active intelligence, communism. And in their ideal state, each one of them has something of spiritual benefit to contribute to human evolution. But for democracy to be practiced with wisdom, I think one of the main things that has to be broken apart is the idea that it's just a system where one individual has one vote, and then you add up all the votes, and the majority winner is considered the victor. That's a very infantile understanding of democracy, I think, because that puts all these emphasis on the individual, which was considered the zenith of idealism in the age that is now passing out. The emphasis has, for the last several thousand years, been on the sanctity of the individual, and rightly so, but now the coming age, the new age, is going to put an even higher value on the group. And this is where democracy, I think, has to shift into a higher level.
Right, because the new consciousness that is coming into existence through many of the more awakened human beings will have more of a soul quality to it. And that will indicate the nature of the work that goes into producing a democracy, because the soul on its own is group conscious. And as those soul qualities begin to manifest more naturally through each human being, then there will be a natural tendency to work more as a group and by way of a group.
Even group consciousness can be quite separative and limiting. We look askance at societies like Kenya, like Pakistan, where tribalism governs the choices of too many people in the way they vote. They vote according to their tribal loyalties. But is that so much different than our society, where PACs, special interest groups, and so on, have such a dominant role, and where individuals basically make their choice of candidate based on what that person will do for the individual and his family and closest ones? In other words, people vote their self-interest. And that's just assumed that, well, of course, everybody votes their self-interest. But I'm saying that I think we have to think in terms of the common good and the larger welfare of society. If we impose just our own personal values, whether they pertain to people's sexual practices or their views on religion or how they feel about immigration, if we impose our litmus test of our personal values on a candidate without considering what's best for the larger society, I think we're being quite tribal in our own attitudes.
Right. We haven't gone beyond that individual focus and special interest in our own special life. That's the way most people seem to judge a candidate nowadays. They will see what this candidate thinks, and does it correspond with what I think, you know? And so the thinking doesn't seem to expand much beyond that self-interest and also the power of money.
Mm-hmm.
Power of money is so much the influence today that the people don't always really have much of a say in who the candidates are going to be, because it, so much of it depends on how much money they can garner to put on their campaign.
Yes, money is a huge consideration in the American election system, but I think it could be somewhat overcome if we put equal emphasis on information being given out to people and on people seeking the information that is available. I mean, everyone can read a newspaper if they so choose. Almost everyone has access to the radio or to television, and in those media, to the most thoughtful treatments of the issues if they so choose. But it seems that people want everything given to them in shorthand related to the issues today. They want to look on the internet for a few headlines. That's not enough, I don't think, for a democracy to be successful. People have to study the issues and think deeply about them and familiarize themselves with what the candidates stand for. And all of this puts a great responsibility on the individual, which is, I think, what was implied in the opening thought that you read, Robert, that Alice Bailey said, a cleansing of our processes of representation. Yes, we need better candidates, a better system of government. But she said, as well as a more exacting accounting required from the people of those whom they have chosen to put in authority. If we hold our elected representatives' feet to the fire with more vigilance and with a higher standard of what we expect from them, I think they would do better. Basically, I've always believed government is about as good as people deserve. In other words, we get the form of government we basically deserve. If we're not paying attention, well, whose fault is that?
Yes, and when a low percentage of the registered voters don't turn out to vote, then
50%,
even if that much, mm-hmm. And so we're not living up to our responsibility as citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm. And that can't be excused by saying, well, none of the candidates offer anything, or they're all alike. No, they're not. There are great differences. It's just that people have to pay more attention, I think.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Spiritual Awakening Through Democracy. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, The Destiny of Nations. World problems are increasingly complex as the population of the planet increases and as nations become interrelated and interdependent. This book, that is, The Destiny of Nations, explains why it's important for the future of humanity that we understand and cooperate with the spiritual laws and forces that work within civilization, so that individuals and nations can be rightly related to the evolving whole. Right, that's the essence of what you'll find in the Alice Bailey book, The Destiny of Nations, and you're very fortunate today, because today we have a special on that book. It's available for $12, free shipping and handling, if you mention Inner Sight, that you heard about it on Inner Sight. So if you'd like to take advantage of this offer, please send a check or money order, $12, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you'd like to get in contact with us for any reason whatsoever, Many people call us to get a general package of information about Lucis Trust. What is Lucis Trust? Is it a religion? Well, no, it's not a religion. It's a spiritual philosophy organization. I don't think organization is even the correct word. I think the commonality is that people in Lucis Trust, the commonality is that they all read the Alice Bailey books and talk about the spiritual concepts within those books. So give us a call if you need to get in contact with Lucis Trust, 1-866-695-8247. Once again, the toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember the number, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website, so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. And also, we want to thank you very much for your financial support, your donations. Well, that's what keeps us on this radio station. We can continue doing these shows for you. So if you want to help us out, and money is greatly needed to support our efforts on radio. So once again, if you'd like to send a donation, send it to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I've been reading various books of the Alice Bailey books, and I haven't come across the book on politics. What would it be? Would democracy, according to the books in Alice Bailey, would that be the best form of government that would be along a the path of divine consciousness or spiritual evolvement?
Well, it's interesting that Alice Bailey really named three different types of government in one of her books, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, in which she linked them, as I said a little while ago, to the three rays, totalitarianism, enlightened dictatorship of a sort, for some societies, she seemed to imply, is related to spiritual power, the power aspect. Democracy is related to wisdom and love, and communism in its ideal state, not as we know it practiced by the now defunct systems of Eastern Europe, is related to active intelligence. And so she's saying, I think, that democracy isn't for every society, and this is a major misunderstanding that this nation, among others, has made too often, I think, by assuming that every society is just pining for a democratic system, and that if only the bad guys got out of the way, these societies would function as democracies. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, because Alice Bailey implies that it's a suitable system, democracy, only for those societies that accept it and that mold their national life on its principles, which would, I think, include the value of every individual, the right of every individual to education, to access to information, to the freedom to express personal viewpoints that might differ from those of others. But if you have a society where everybody is expected to conform to particularly strict, rigid political or religious values, there isn't a lot of freedom there. And in such a society, I don't know how democracy could work. Maybe in those societies, an enlightened dictatorship is more suitable for what they envision as a right standard of living. I don't know.
Yes, it's been one of the mistakes, I think, of this, or the leaderships of this country to think that they should impose democracy on other nations of the world.
It can't be imposed.
No, it can't be, and it should not be imposed. And so it's up to the, actually it's up to the people of the United States to work out this this process called democracy. It's our responsibility to bring it to the height of as far as it will go. And we should realize, too, that democracy is only an intermediate stage. It's not the end result. It's not the the distant future. There are other forms of government on the future, in the future, that will take the place of democracy. But we need democracy right now to prepare us, and I say the citizens of this country are those who follow a democratic process. We need the democracy to prepare us for what's coming in the future. So it's a kind of a preparatory stage that we're in right now, just as because we're going through two different ages. We're in the transition stage between what is called the Piscean Age and the Age of Aquarius. And there are new energies coming in and old energies passing out. And that's why we're having this great conflict right now between in the so-called democratic countries.
I think it's interesting that Alice Bailey implied that democracy needed to be perfected in the United States, because this is such a multicultural society. There is such a diverse community that makes up American society. And so for a society this diverse to achieve a really fine system of democracy would be a major triumph. And in fact, the esoteric keynote of the United States, Alice Bailey said, is "I light the way." Well, I don't know if we have done much lighting of the way in recent years, but that should inspire our best efforts to find a better approach to the way we govern ourselves. And one of the premises of democracy is the basic equality of every human being. And this is enshrined in our Constitution, that all men are created equal. We have not expressed or manifested that ideal, but we do at least give lip service to it. And democracy hinges on that equality, don't you think?
Well, yes, and she's very strong in educating children today on the need for regarding the equality among the people, among of all kinds, of all races, all religions, and the differences are only as a matter of birth. You know, where you're born in the world usually depends on your religion or your politics, and so that all has to be transcended and realize that those differences are not things to divide us, and we need to transcend these differences and realize that there is under the skin, there is this equality.
I think one of the ways we transcend those differences is is through the educational system, which needs a lot of work so that children of all communities and states have access to a decent education. How are you going to have a democracy if you don't educate your children in citizenship, in responsibility? Too much is said about the rights of individuals in a society like this, and not enough, I think, is said about the responsibility that citizens owe to their society. I think a lot more could be said about that to our young people, that we are born to contribute to the society, not to take from it. And another aspect is finer values. We hear a lot about the coarsening of our culture, which is blamed a lot on the media. But we have some responsibility in what we choose to immerse ourselves in. Finer values, better education, a fairer judicial system, a spirit of synthesis in the way we see ourselves as a people, looking above the differences. All of these play a part in the true democracy towards which we are striving.
And trying to understand the larger whole, I think that is that's where the real spiritual aspect of the awakening through democracy comes in, because once you can look beyond your own self-interest and your own little interest in your own particular life, and are able to look beyond into the greater good of a whole nation, then you will begin to think more in universal terms, and that's where the real spiritual awakening happens, because then you're looking more towards what democracy in the future should bring to the nation and to the people.
And taking that a step further, I think we need to think more about what the place of any particular nation is within the larger community of nations. It isn't just enough to think about the larger good of the society, meaning American society, British society, Nigerian society, but beyond that, the global community. And we see some very interesting reactions being produced by globalization today, where the forces of globalization, of wholeness, are converging on societies, and there are people who are suffering as a result, but the outcome, I truly believe, will be better, because we are realigning all the parts within the larger whole of our planetary life. And the democratic system, where responsibility is anchored within every individual human being, is deeply spiritual, seeing each human being as a cell in a larger life, a contributing, necessary cell.
That's where the group consciousness of the soul comes in, because it is able to overlook the individual aspect of it and to see how you are contributing to the greater whole, and that in itself expands your mind, and that's what's really needed for the democracy of the future.
Alice Bailey said the democracies, with all their present ineffectiveness, have in them the germ of that which is truly new, for they're an expression of an upward surging towards self-rule and self-mastery by humanity as a whole.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, The Destiny of Nations. It's available for $12, and with that you can also get free shipping and handling if you mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. So it's only $12 for The Destiny of Nations. What you need to do if you'd like to take advantage of this offer is to send a check or a money order to Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's $12 check or money order to Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's The Destiny of Nations. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.